It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's do it. Obama.
Thanks to modern medicine, men can become women and women can become men. And then there's the strange hinterland in between known as Ryan Seacrest. Right there. It's weird. What is that exactly?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Steve Doocy is in the building. Absolutely drunk as a skunk.
Is that a warning?
He is completely smashed.
All right.
No, I'm kidding. I kid because I love. We'll be talking to Fox and Friends Steve Doocy.
Yes.
He has a new book called Super Dad or something like that. What the hell is it called? Well, I got it. Yeah,
Super Host, I think.
So Tales from the Dad Side.
That's what it is.
We'll be talking to him about that and a lot of other things. He used to be a feature reporter here in Washington, D.C., and I've known Steve for a long time. Looking forward to that. We'll take some of your phone calls right now at 800-636-1067. If I didn't make it clear, we were talking before the break about hedge fund managers,
mm-hmm.
not CEOs like Buzz thought we were talking about. It's the hedge fund guys, and the question arose when we were talking about this. Do you get pissed off simply because these guys earn their money? They played by the rules, supposedly.
Yeah.
And the rules aren't necessarily that that clear, that cut and dry. But they're making ass loads of money.
Right.
Money that is just money that goes beyond money.
They
money
have
that is
rules.
Just so ridiculous mm-hmm. that you just wonder. I don't know, but you don't want to take it away because
no,
that's the whole
but
capitalistic
you know
system.
But again, it's like that situation we talked about before. It doesn't seem fair.
And
you know what, mate? Is that enough? Fair?
But do you want the French Revolution is what I'm saying. They're rich, do we penalize them because of that?
No, we just make them pay what they should have been paying all these years anyway, their fair share of taxes.
But you wonder if it's their fault. Like, we get a lot of people
it's
want to talk
about
this.
Just pay your fair share.
And if it's 15% when I know I'm paying more, you're paying more,
double
Rob's
that.
Paying more.
I don't pay taxes.
You know, it's like, he never has. There's a bulletin for the IRS.
They're making 85 billion times more money than we are, and they're paying less than half of the tax percentage.
Doesn't make
are.
A lot of
Is
sense.
Is that fair? No, it isn't.
Let's go to Matt. Matt, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Matt?
Great, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to have Buzz define his fair share. What exactly does he want by that?
If I'm paying 35% income tax and I'm making not even a tenth, not even a hundredth of what these guys are making, and they're only paying 15%, does that sound fair to you?
No.
Of course it isn't.
No, I don't think that they're just paying the 15%, though. You're just talking about the margin profits, correct?
I don't know. I'm not an economist, and I also don't work in hedge funds, and I don't work in Wall Street. They said the one clip that I saw where they were talking to these hedge fund guys, how much do you pay in taxes? They were making a statement that a guy paid 15%. So you have to wonder, you know, if he's paying 15%. Mm-hmm. The simple answer to this is when you've got a certain amount of money, at a certain point,
it becomes obscene.
It becomes unnecessary. However, I also understand the people that say, you can't tear apart the capitalist system.
You wouldn't have to. All I'm saying is make it more fair.
So, Matt, what side are you on in this? You're talking about markets and margins and all that.
Understood. I come from a small business background, so I'm more of the you earn what you keep kind of side of things.
And I think small business ought to get a break. I'm talking about
these
guys.
Let him finish what's happening here. Do you think that's legit?
I don't, because they've earned it. That's what they keep. And
you just contradicted yourself. You said you don't. So you do think it's fair.
I do, and I'm trying to get to that point at one stage in my life. And once I get there, I don't want somebody coming to me and saying, well, you need to pay a fair share when
it's not about a fairer share. It's about a fair share across.
Would you not agree, Matt, that the whole tax system in this country is effed?
It's skewed.
I mean, the whole thing is completely out of its...
I'm behind the Huckabee tax system. I'm a flat tax for everybody.
Yeah, well, flat tax, that's one of the ideas. The fair tax is another one.
What I learned most in that last call, Buzz says he makes not even a hundredth of what they make. So Buzz can make up to $35 million
a
year.
I was going to say that.
That's the point that I'm not equipped to make here is that they make exponentially. So I'm for clever people and hardworking people succeeding and getting rich. I'm very much in favor of that, so long as they carry their weight, as long as they carry their load.
But wait a minute, Buzz. They have. And legally, wait a minute.
No.
Legally, Legally, I'm saying.
Well, unless they're going to go to jail if they've been dishonest,
mm-hmm. and someone said, "Well, of course they're all dishonest." But if they have played the game,
yeah.
and they've used the rules to their advantage, the mm-hmm. rules as we have them, I'm not averse to changing the rule book,
yeah, which right. we must do.
That's I agree with you. Right. But as far as these guys, mm-hmm. other than the fact that I'm looking at a guy that's making $1.8 billion a year, and I'm saying to myself, that is just BS. That is not necessary. That's not relevant. I don't think that's relevant.
Right.
Changing the rule book, I think it's perfectly cool.
But it's another situation where they didn't do their homework and we did.
let them keep what they made under the old rules, but let's change the rules so it's more fair in the future.
Effective Monday.
Charles in D.C., you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Charles.
Hey, what's up, man? How y'all feeling this Friday?
We're pissed. We're pissed like we've been pissed for 3 days. First pissed at the bailout not working, then pissed at people bailing out people that don't pay their mortgages, now pissed at the hedge fund managers.
Well, you know, I want to mind if I call a little George Carlin right quick.
Go right ahead, Charles, please.
See, the wealthiest is the rich people. They get all the money, pay none of the taxes. The middle class sees none of the money, does all the work.
That's right. It's true.
Or just there to scare the crap out of the middle class.
Okay, thanks so much. Turn your radio down next time you call on. Let's go to Claire in Noakesville, Virginia. Hello, Claire.
Nice delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, Claire. What can we do for you?
Well, I guess I think that the
hedge fund
brought us into this mess.
Right.
There you go. They brought us into this mess.
I disagree with you.
You know, I pay my mortgage. I make under $100,000 adjusted gross. I got one kid in college, two about to go, and I know I pay more than 15%.
Well, the
so
thing
what's
is,
going on?
But here's the thing. I hate these guys as much as you do. In fact, I look at them with their smarmy suits, and they're sitting there, and you hear what these guys have done with their billions. You know, when you're going to Versailles and getting married, that pisses me off, too. But I'm not sure that I'm prepared to agree with you that they got us into this mess. When you don't know, because right now there's so much blame to go around, you don't know who's responsible.
Right.
I know one of these hedge fund managers saw the subprime crisis coming and invested accordingly. But, you know, none of us have access to that kind of knowledge. No, and if he knew it was coming, why didn't he help people? There's so much going through my brain.
At this point, it's what Jim Cramer says. He says, after we bombed Pearl Harbor, we didn't really blame as much as we started to plan ahead.
Right.
Because, you know, we're at where we're at. And it's sad that we're here.
Yeah.
But don't look back and try and blame it on them.
No,
but if we can go forward
and use that. I didn't see the congressional hearings with these guys. I saw clips of it. But the fact is.
The best of?
You know, it was the best of segment. And they were talking about what they made.
Right.
And they were talking about the other thing was these are not the CEOs that have asked for a government bailout.
Right.
They were quick to point that out. But another part of me says, well, didn't they profit on some of these disasters that were going on? And
that's
is
exactly
that right?
Right.
So
that's
it's tough.
Exactly right.
It's
mm-hmm.
tough, but also you're talking about blowing up capitalism if you're reaching in and into their wallets
not
and taking their money out after the fact. Let's go to Mike Rockville, Maryland. Mike, you're on the show. Hello.
Hey, Mike. This is Mike from Rockville, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, I said Mike from Rockville.
Who is this, and where is he calling from?
Rockville?
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead.
It's Rock from Mikeville.
Go ahead, Mike. Quick.
I think it's pretty much fair that I mean you can't blame them for making those profits. I guess the tax system they found that loophole, the 15% loophole. Mm-hmm. What you have is most of these guys don't earn payroll income. So, for example, Warren Buffett doesn't earn a salary.
No, he gets bonuses, right? I mean, that's how it's, you know, he gets bonuses and he makes profits mm-hmm. on the stock itself, right?
Exactly. So that's 15%. So basically that's what they live off. So you can't really blame them for that. If anything, the government has to kind of figure out how are they going to be able to tax that accordingly in the future.
I agree. I agree. That's moving forward,
yeah,
I think.
Let's move forward. Let's look ahead.
There's a good name, Skelly in South Reading. Is
Skelly.
Your name Skelly or did Joe just add an S to Kelly?
Hi. How are you guys?
What's your name?
Kelly. South Reading.
Okay. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you? Love the new show, by the way.
Thank you very much, Kelly. What can we do for you?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
You know, I agree somewhat with a lot of the things you guys are talking about today with the hedge fund people and, you know, them finding the loopholes for the taxes. But one of the things that just got me so fired up was Buzz, and God love him. I love Buzz. Love me some Buzz. But nobody said life is fair. And you know, okay. I firmly believe that this country was founded on individual liberty.
Yeah, I know.
And you know, I've never been wealthy. I am a young at heart, 40-year-old woman who's been a single mom for 17, 18 years now. I've lived paycheck to paycheck my whole adult life, but I still don't feel that it's right that someone else who's made different choices than I have, who's gotten along better in life, who's more successful, who makes more money than me, should have to contribute to my well-being.
Even if they got
responsible for me.
Hold on, Kelly. All right, let Buzz answer you.
Even if they got that money by not playing on a level playing field, even if they got that money by only paying, say, 15% income tax while you were paying 33%,
no, my statement in the beginning about the hedge fund situation, I agree with you. I don't think it's fair for any one person to get taxed more than another.
But I also think, Kelly, I just want to jump in because I kind of agree with you. If they played by the rules,
right?
Those were the rules. Now we throw the rule book out. We got to look in that direction. Yes. I think we all have to look forward. If we change the tax system, and God almighty, there are about 30 ideas that float around every year, never get adopted by Congress.
But you hear them every time.
You know, the fair tax, the flat tax, where everybody, you know, or a national sales tax. You raise that. You eliminate the income. I mean, you hear these ideas each and every year. We have to look in that direction. Right. But at the same time, Kelly, just on a pure gut level, when I look at these guys, I know it's not fair to reach back. And we, of course, can't take their money. Nobody could do that. That's not the American way. But I still don't have to like those smarmy Fs sitting up there with their Versailles wedding.
I agree with you on that. I agree with a lot of things. I'm sick of this bailout situation. People have to start taking responsibility. Everybody. Yeah. Americans have to start taking responsibility for themselves. Everybody's looking for a handout. Everybody wants to blame somebody. No one wants to do anything themselves or get in the game. You know what I mean?
I know. That's interesting. I mean, it is kind of everybody for themselves, but everybody doesn't have the answer. Even the guys at the top levels of government seem to be doing this, you know, in the dark. They don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, and I'm the first to admit I'm not as educated as I'd like to be. I'm just learning. I'm starting to get involved because I'm really disappointed in the way this country is going. I think a lot of people are. I think that's why things have gone the way they've gone, is people are just looking for somebody to fix it. But we all have to do something to fix it.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it.
I just wanted to be fair going forward.
Let's go to Kevin on 495, and then we got to get our first buzz. I want a handout. If they're handing them out, I want it too.
I don't want a handout. I just want fair.
I'll take buzzes.
I want a handout, Buzz.
No, I just want fair.
Level
field.
I'll take any handout you can give me. Somebody's giving me cash, I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
Kevin on 495. Hello.
Hey, guys. I had 2 points. The first being that if we're talking about taxing guys who make ridiculous amounts of money more than guys who don't make a lot of money, I don't have any sympathy for the wealthy when their decision of, am I going to buy a Maserati or a Ferrari, and they have to settle for the Maserati, whereas I can't buy name brand bread.
Yeah, I know.
I have no sympathy for that.
But also, we should restate, we're not really about taxing them more. We're looking to tax them the same.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's all.
When I heard that 15%, and you know, yes, and here we are. Aren't we all in the same boat? Everybody on this show is in the same boat as everybody in America. We don't pay enough attention. We don't know that. That's why those guys are sitting in front of those congressmen and we're not.
That's because we don't know.
That's why we don't have the painting, Mike. You were really hung up on the, how much did he pay for the painting?
$9 million for a painting.
$9 million. Buzz, we're going to have to catch you at it because we've eaten up a lot of time here. And a lot of people want to talk about this. Rochester, New York, you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Hey, Rochester. It's 61 degrees and sunny for November. It's lovely here.
Wow. It's really 61 and sunny up there?
Well, it's summer. It's one day. We get it. It's in November. The rest of the summer is rainy. Any event.
This is like talking to Beth Ann McBride. What is really the temperature where you're calling from?
A little
61
more pleasant.
Degrees, I swear to God.
Oh, see, it's down here. We're freaked out because in D.C. it's it's nasty.
We're cold, we're wet, and we're just plain scared.
What can we do for you, Bill?
Well, you guys, I just wanted to try to clarify the air. I'm a tax practitioner in upstate New York, and there's so much, disregard the long A, there's so much misinformation about these tax rates that I just wanted to try to set some of you straight.
All right, I will hit the explosion button if this gets too complex for my brain.
I keep it simple. KISS accounting, that's what I call it, okay?
That's the concept I didn't like. Sorry. CPAs don't... I'm sorry.
Really?
I had to blow him up.
Pain in the ass. I'm sorry. Pain in the ass.
KISS accounting.
I'm a tax accountant.
Let's go to Joe. Joe, where are you calling from?
Manassas.
I was living in a devil town.
Now, this is someone who will understand.
What can we do for you, Joe?
Hey, guys, I just got to chime in. I'm with Buzz on this, and it's just I do not understand how this got totally convoluted where there's different taxes for different people. If you make $100,000 and let's say you get taxed 20%, you get taxed $20,000. If you make $100 million, you get taxed $20 million. Too bad, so sad. It's all percentage of what you make.
And but, you know, let's get back. Hold on a second. Let's get back to the fact of that guy that we blew up. The fact is he is a CPA. You know, does anybody really know the tax system in this country? I mean, that's why guys get paid lots of money to figure this crap out.
Dennis does.
Dennis that's Murphy.
Right. Get him in here.
I swear to God, look at it. It's pages and pages.
Yeah.
And if you happen to be somebody that might have a job, then you got a second job, and maybe you own a small business on the side, and you're doing that, it becomes nuts. It's indecipherable. You know, it ought to be, you know, this is what I made. Literally, you write down everything you make. Everything. And then bingo. At the end, you pay this based on that. I've never understood. I swear to God, I have never understood why it can't be that simple. It just mystifies me. Let's take a few more calls and we have to break. Mm-hmm. James in Spotsylvania. In fact, we have to break right now. James, you're the last call. We got to bring Steve Ducey in here after this. Go ahead.
Well, I think Joe from Manassas pretty much just hit on the exact same thing I was going to is... If you pay 20%, no matter what you make, you pay 20%.
Yeah.
And that's where Buzz is trying to be fair, and I think that's exactly what you're saying with the flat tax and the fair tax.
You know, I've heard in the past, it's too simple, it'll never get passed. that scares me as well. Anyway, well, this is more venting, because I really don't feel like we solved anything.
I think we did.
I think we really did.
From Fox and Friends, Steve Ducey will be in studio right after these commercial breaks.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.